No, we can overcome it. All right. It's a bit after 10 a.m. on whatever date today, November 22nd, 2010. This is a Public Service Commission meeting for a work session. Kevin Kramer, Tony Clark, Brian Kalk are all here, along with our lead staff person, Jerry Lien. And this is the CPV, Ashley Renewable Energy Company's, the order that we're going to consider for issuing their permit, site certificate. Now, a couple of things I was just going to bring up right away, Jerry. The hearing was quite some time ago, and we did get late filed exhibits most recently, September 22nd, I think, were the most recent late filed exhibits, which I'm just wondering, was there anything more, and I think the proposed order came at that time. It just seems like it's been a long time, but there's not a rush or a sense of urgency on this particular case. That's just because we've gotten so used to hurry up and get these done.
The hearing was held in August 23rd.
Yeah.
So we're a couple months after that already.
Like three. And that's not a big deal to me. It's been 2 months since the final findings, the final filings were filed. I'm just wondering if there was a reason why it took so long beyond just it wasn't urgent. That's all.
I think it was a combination of it not being urgent and just trying to make the workload work.
No, and I'm all for it. I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss something just because it's so weird not to be in a hurry for something. Anyway, okay.
Well, thanks to them for coming to us.
Yeah, thank you. Timing's everything. Okay, well, that was cool. That's fine. With that, we do have the proposed finding. And, Tony, I don't know if you've had a chance to go through it thoroughly.
I've looked over it, but I don't know if there's anything in particular that, Jerry, you wanted to highlight. To me, it was pretty straightforward, to be honest. There wasn't real big issues that popped out at the hearing.
Yeah, nothing. Nobody opposed it at the hearing, as I recall. I do recall a landowner that doesn't have a turbine on his land standing up to support it, which is always a little bit refreshing. And Brian, it looks like the format that we've was utilized that you've sort of okay.
Well, the only thing I had honestly was I had two questions actually. The findings of fact number three. With purchase power agreement. I mean, that's fine, but do we usually put that as findings of fact? I don't know why we would do that.
The relevance to the order, you mean?
Well, yeah. If they end up doing something different with it, I guess that'd be relevant. Or if we don't need it, then I don't know why we put it in. Because usually we don't put those things in there. And oftentimes they don't know who they're selling the power to.
We don't. It's not something we need in there. They proposed it in the language that they provided, and it's interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, it's kind of.
But it can sure
but,
come
but
out.
But Brian's point is pretty good. I mean, if it's not necessary for the order,
I think we do every now and then, though.
If
they have something in the record that says this will be sold to Otter Tail Power through a long-term PPA or something, it seems like we've included that in the past. I don't know that it.
I don't care either way. I guess I just want to talk about it. There is some relevance that because the power is going to the federal entity, the NEPA's got to get done. Which is my
There's. I guess, yes, there is that relevance.
So that's.
I just wanted to make sure we're all.
No, that's a good catch. Yeah, that's.
Okay, I'm fine leaving it in that. And then the second question is what part of the. I'm looking way in the back, like page 12 now, about the Ashley shall file a number 7. The commission and copy of the final federal EA and resulting findings prior to. Shouldn't we put something in there that a finding of no significant impact or. It can't be they just file the finding. It's got to be that the finding says that there's no impact.
That's a good point.
Yeah, right.
Unless I missed it somewhere else.
All the federal environmental assessment is in. There are several flaws in the project, but at least it's filed. Therefore, we issue the order. Sort of the implication if you. Yeah, I know that's a relevant point.
Which
of course, that would be impossible. But
which number was that, Brian?
Page 12, number 6. 7 is the only place I found talking about the EIS, the EA in this case, I think. I think it's just to change the words a little bit.
Yep.
But the EA should result in, I mean, the language we used with basin, I think, was almost perfect. It said something to the fact that it should result in a Fonzie.
Okay, I'll go to the basin language and see what we said for that one and put it in there.
And that was the only things I saw that I had a question.
Okay. Jerry, were there anything in particular, any issues that you wanted us to be aware of or to address? Or?
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember. I don't think Fish and Wildlife was all the way done. But it has to go through the Fonzie process and whatever comments and whatever comes out of Fish and Wildlife, I think, comes out of them. Am I right on that, Molly?
Well, yeah, it has to go through the process. I should say on the Fonzie, it's possible to still have a project, not have a Fonzie, and go through a full permitting, a longer process, an EIS instead of an EA. And so you can still have a constructible project that's approved by the federal government without it getting a Fonzie.
Right, and it could definitely mitigate somewhere else sometimes. So
yeah.
That was what I was thinking of, is that you've got to put something in there that captures all that. I don't know what it would exactly mean.
If they don't give it a Fonzie from the EA, I think my understanding is that then an EIS,
but then EIS
is in order. And I think what we're saying is
we don't want a specific, just say whatever final federal approvals. I mean, and leave it open-ended enough where.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I mean, acknowledge that what the anticipated route is, but not tied down so tightly that reference federal.
Otherwise, you know, I think the case was pretty routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is our language, I'm looking at page 13, line 7, or ordering clause 17, is this standard, the National Electric Safety Code, is that what we always?
We reference it generally.
We always reference
it? I don't know if we do
in maybe it just stood out to me in this. Is there anything, does the NESC capture everything that you would want to capture, or are there other applicable codes that, you know what I mean? And I don't know enough about the NESC to know what the final answer is, but maybe the NESC, you know, speaks to the wiring in it, but not the, you know, something else that I'm not thinking of. I don't
like safety rails on the ladders or
The electrical part of it, the NESC would be the code. I'm sure there are other things like OSHA and
that comes to mind.
Are going
to
have other requirements, but we have the jurisdiction on the NESC.
Okay, so that's why we limit it to that.
And you recall that we got that after the State Electrical Board.
I do. Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
So that's.
Seems like 100 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I recall going down and meeting with them. Now that I think about it.
Okay. Well, and we probably don't need to do anything with it, this one, but it might be one of those things in future cases just kind of file away in our heads to ask about at the hearing, and I don't know that there'd be anything in the hearing record in this one to suggest it, but it's the idea of sort of general design code issues. Mm-hmm. It's built to proper engineering specifications and
safety specs. I think NESC is that for that. There might be some ASME.
Yeah, well, I was talking about, like, structural as opposed to...
I wonder, though, you know, a facility designed specifically to generate electricity, maybe there's an electric code that covers all of that. I don't know.
There's a little bit of everything in that code.
Yeah, it's a comprehensive code. But anyway, Tony's point is a good one.
And the only reason I bring it up, I don't know if this is the first one since I had the question, but somebody had asked me in regards to the Burley Wind Farm. Well, how do we know... You know, the county zoning and planning department doesn't really have any expertise in the structural design of these, and yet they're asked to kind of sign off on it. I mean, what is there to point to that's like the gold standard that you say, yeah, this is being designed to proper specifications from a structural standpoint? I don't know what the answer is, but it might be something worth asking about at our next hearing and incorporating into the order so that we're referencing the... Might be something to put on the list.
Yeah, it's not a bad... That's not a bad...
We do have something in our standard language about all applicable safety requirements or some... Here, number 11.
Okay. Findings?
Yeah, ordering.
Oh.
Page 13, that same page. And in accordance with all applicable safety requirements. Mm-hmm. Kind of a catch-all phrase. The NESC language was added later. This was what we used to say before we got the NESC jurisdiction over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's coming back to me. Well. It's a good point, though, Tony. Next case, let's use it as an opportunity to, I mean, maybe we don't need to, but let's find out. I mean, how do we even know? For example, I mean, obviously, a company doesn't want to, isn't going to build a...
It's something that I can explore further, too.
Yeah. But even like foundation depth, for example, how do we know what's right? I mean, we don't, I mean, we assume they know. And,
as I would think that there are other codes, structural codes and things like that that are followed with these things that we just don't deal with.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, and we don't need to tell them how to build it. We just need to tell them.
Right.
We just follow
the rules.
The
order's covered. Yeah, covers all those. Okay, now anything else, Jerry, specifically that you want?
I don't think so.
Is there a desire to go through it page by page? You got it to us last week, which we appreciate. That helps all of us a lot, obviously.
No, it's good.
Well, I think, Brian, your point earlier, a long time ago, that your admonition to find a template is very helpful. And with wind farms, we've stuck to it pretty well, realizing that, you know, other facilities aren't exactly the same. But
it's
well, that's right. That's right.
Got lots of practice here with these now.
Well, it does help to practice the same thing over and over again, though. You know, if the same way, then we get really good at it.
I just saw something on page 9, too, Jerry, paragraph 36, the last sentence. It is anticipated that QB will issue a finding of no significant impact for the project by the end of 2010. You might want to tweak that statement tied to whatever we decide on the other statement. That's not anticipated anymore. We shouldn't put that in there.
I think it still is anticipated.
Okay.
I don't know if the 2010 date is still realistic or not. They're hoping for it.
All right. If there's nothing else, Counselor, we haven't embarrassed you or anything. Okay. Then we're good. We'll close the work session. And when do you want it? Can we get on the next? Well, the next agenda is next week.
Yeah, I got it drafted here for the 8th.
Or Tuesday.
Wednesday.
2 days from now.
December 8th. He's got it on.
Yeah, December 8th. That's fine. December 8th is okay.
Fine with me.
All right. Wonderful. We'll close the work session then. Thanks.
Thanks, commissioners.
Thank you.